You did really good. Hudang uke laos lang. Hudang uke laos lang. Uke. That's a kind of an odd word, the uke. Uke. The word uke means two. Hudang uge la osang. You said it really good. Deng su de la osagan. Deng su de la osagan. The long word is su de. You say su de. That word means set. It means set. Deng su de la ostigen. You got that right. Hudang kisyatang. Hudang kisyatang. Hudang kisyatang. That's the way it sounds to me. Utugudikiwa eda. Utugudikiwa eda. The long word is kiwa. When you say kiw, that's the word for. Ears. You say Q, but in the statement that word changes. Utugudi kiwa eda. Maybe I heard it all wrong. Saugyush kudaya asinga. Saugyush kudaya asinga. The word, long word, kyuskuta. The word kyuskuta means to hear wrong. Saugyushkutaya asinga. I think I heard it right. Saugyuyatayanskutinga. Saugyuyatayanskutinga. Gyuyata. You say gyuyata. That part means to hear right. Saugyuyatayanskutinga. We got a little bit of snow through the night. Algau singanu ichkatawagan. Algua singanu ichkatawagan. The word awa, the long word awa. You say awa. That word means snow. Algwa singan ichkatawakan. I hope we don't get any more snow. Kishkwat kumausin ichkatawanga. Kishkwat kumausin ichkatawanga. Kichkwat kamaus nitkat awanga. Is he talking to himself? Lako agang kusu. Lako agang kusu. The word, hard word, the akang. The word akang means to himself. Laku akang kusu. He talks to himself all the time. Akangu kusu kika. Agangu ulkusu kika. The ugly long word is kika. Kika. That word kika means always. Agangu ulkusu kika. Just let him talk to himself. Ukunans agang al kusuti. Ukunans agang al kusuti. The long ugly word is agang. Agang. You say agang. That word means to himself. Ukunans agang kusuti. What did you say a while back? Kusuno asangwi deng sawa. Kusuno asangwi deng sawa. The long word asangwi. You say asangwi. The word asangwi means a while back. Kusuno asangwi deng sawa. I forgot what I said a while back. Asangwe sugan gudit iskida. Asangwe sugan gudit iskida. The ugly word is iskit. That word iskit means forget. Asungwe sugan gudit iskida. I'm getting really forgetful. Dagang dik askadis oslang. Dagang dik askadis oslang. The word teskadis, that long word teskadis, you say teskadis. That word means forgetful. Dagang di teskadis oslang. I'm going to make some corrections here to show you students the difference in the Haida language. Me, I come from Masset and I talk the Masset Haida. So some other teachers you listen to, they say things different. So these people, they don't come from Masat, they come from different villages. So these people that come from other villages, they talk a great deal different than the Masat Haida. I listened to some of our teachers. When they say on top, they say Ingu. I think you've all heard that difference in the Haida language. People coming from different villages talk different. When they say on top, they say Ingu. Then you know that person is not from Masat. That's a different kind of Haida from the Masat Haida. In the Masat Haida, we say Ungu for top. The top of all things, we use the word Un. The word Un means top. In according to Masat Haida, the word in does not mean top. Masat Haida, if we say top, we say un, ungu. And this other Haida, you hear them say ingu. So that's a lot different from the Masat Haida. The word in does not mean top in the Masat Haida. The word un, that word means top in the Masat Haida. So when you say on top, you say ungu. And this other Haidas, they say ingu. The word in don't make any sense in the Masat Haida. It really don't mean anything, but that's how the Haida is different. We use the word in our Masat Haida too, but we use it completely different way. Like if you sat across the harbor, you're going to say in Gush. That's how we use that word in, we use the word in. You say across the harbor, you say in gust. We use that word, but it's in a completely different way. So that's how different our languages are. If you said he packed it on his shoulder, you say the other Haida, you're going to say Inchukin. And in the Masat Haida, that don't make sense at all. In the Masat Haida, we say Unchukin. We say Unchukin. When somebody packs something on his shoulder, we say Unchukin. But in the other Haida, you're gonna hear Inchukin. That don't make any sense in the Masat Haida. So that's a big difference in the Haida that you hear from the teaching people. Masat Haida, when you pack something on your shoulder, we say Unchukin. And then if you told somebody to put something up on top, you're going to say Ungus Isti. Asa Ungus Isti. Put it way up on top, you see. But in the other language, you hear people say Ingu. And the word in really don't mean top in the Masjid either. So take your choice, say it the way you want. This is just to explain the way the Masjid Haider is different from other Haiders. But I say again, the word Ungu, that word is Masjid Haider. Another thing they say a great deal different in the other Haider is the sticks you got in your smokehouse, sticks you hang your fish on. I heard this taught in a class, Haider class, quite a long, long while ago. I had one of the elderly women, she called those sticks ancha. That is what she called the sticks you hang your fish on. She called it ancha. In the Masjid Haider, we call that ancheet. It's the same word, but they just say it a different way. So that's how these languages are different. People coming from other villages talk their own Haider. And the Masjid people talk their own Haider. So there's quite a lot of difference in there. Masjid Haider is Ancheet. That's what we call those sticks, Ancheet. The other people talking Haider, I listen to in the night class, they say Ancha. So that's quite a bit different. And then another thing that's a great deal different that I've been listening to all this time is they call orange Kalskuna. And I never ever heard it called that throughout my life. Masjid Haider, we call it Ankalstadunga. That's how the Masjid Haider is always referred to oranges. Ankalstadunga. In English, you'd say appealing fruit. So in the Masjid Haider, we say Ankalstadunga. So there's a lot of different kind of languages taught to our students, and then this is one of the mix-up they get into. Well, they listen to one teacher, they say it one way, and then they listen to a different teacher, then they say it in another different way. So that just mixes up the students that's trying to learn Haider language. I listened to a Skidigit man three years back. We had a meeting with the language teachers up in the old health center. And they were talking about all these different ways people talk. And when that man's turn came to speak up, what he said was, he said, if you come from a different village to Masjid, he said, it's up to you to talk Masjid Haider, not your own. That was how that Skidigit man told us. He said, if you come from somewhere else, other village, come to Masjid, he said, you're going to have to talk Masjid Haider. What he said there, and the way he said it, was very truthfully, honestly spoken. I have to agree with Skidigit Way. It was something that mix our people up all the time about languages. There's a lot of people came from other villages and they talk different languages than the Masataida. So what it does to the students, it mixes them up a great deal. So what he said there about the languages, I really completely agree with him. That is very truthfully spoken. You cannot go to any town and expect the people to talk your way. So that's the way it has to be. Any outsider coming into this village, it's up to him to talk to Masataida. So I had to really agree with that Skidigit way. I guess it's a big puzzle to many of our students because someone else using different language and teaching them, and then somebody else using another language and teaching the same thing, and then it comes out to be very different. So that's one of the things that makes up our students. I was up at the school, I believe yesterday, and they asked me how you say, I agree with you. Boy, they put me into a big puzzle there. I couldn't come up with a certain answer on that. I told them I can't put a statement to that right now, but I said if you want to hear the old hideaway, I'll tell you how they said it. I could get stuck in the modern haida, but I know a lot of the old haida. So I told them, you want me to say it the old hideaway, I'll show you how you say that in the old Haida language when you say, I agree with you. The way the old people said, I agree with you, sounds kind of strange to people that don't understand Haida too good. But the way they said things, it makes a lot of sense. It really means a great deal, no matter how they say it. So I told them the old hideaway, when you say, I agree with you. The way I heard old people say that was, Tengwes Pshadliga. Tengwes Pshadliga. That's the way old people said, I agree with you. Tengwes Pshadliga. And if you have to explain that in English, it's like two boats going in different directions you could say they disagree among each other. And then somebody's going to come alongside the other boat and he's going to get onto his boat and go with him. So that's how I could explain what it means to Tengwes Pshadliga. And in English, that's I move on to your boat. So that's the way they say it when they say, I agree with you. So that was the way I had to tell them up at the school. The word means crew. So it's like saying, I'm going to get on your boat and be your crew. The word means crew. So that's the way the old people said, I agree with you. Yeah, when you say Dungwe's Tadliga, in English it's, I'm going to get onto your boat. So that's a way to solve the problem. Whoever agrees with them will get on their boat. The ones that disagree go on a different boat. So that's how that comes about. There's a lot of things I heard many years ago, listening to old people talk. There's a lot of things they said in the Haida language that's very different from today's Haida. Languages change a great deal. All languages are like that. Even the English changes all the time. They gotta make new dictionaries every now and then. They even have to print new Bibles to keep up to the language. So language is something that changes all the time. So what I try to do is bring back the old Haida language that I remember. I really like the way the old people spoke their language. It's cold, freezing weather. Sure don't want to leave us. Aje tadeyugamit listandan stanga. That's the way the old Haida speaking people used to say that. Aje tadeyugamit listandan stanga. Today, Jinga Sugamit Lista Andan Stanga. That's the way you say that in the old Haida. In today's Haida, you're going to hear them say, Aze today, Jinga Sugamit Lista Kui Sanga. That's the way they'll say that in today's Haida. Today, Gamit Lista Kui Sanga. So the old Haida and the new Haida is very different. The big limbs you put on a fire, they're all burned up. That's how you're going to hear it in the old Haida. In the new Haida, you're gonna hear them say, so that's the way it's different. That's the way you're gonna hear it in the new Haida. just try a little while longer. Kwai san chuan get the kungang. That's another old hideaway. Kwai san chuan get the kungang. In what they call modern Haida, you're going to hear them say, Kwai san chuan is the kuteng. Kwai san chuan is the kuteng. So that's how the difference in the old Haida and the new Haida. There's a big fight going on outside. A cow called the Iwantl Achuka. A cow called the Iwantl Achuka. That's the old hideaway of saying big fight outside. In the modern hideaway, they're gonna tell you a cow gudantla ayes the oslang. A cow gudantla ayes the oslang. That's the way you'll hear it in the so-called modern Haida. Hutan es dalga. Genet kusisu an den kunsket dalga. I said we're coming to the end of the tape. Gin et kusisu an den kunsket dalga. It seems like if I'll never get to the end of this tape. Aji an den kunsket de manodi kudajing elga. Again, it goes on the Kunsky day, the man of the Kuda Ching Elga. Sao Ang Hanislang Achelga. Kun Ayu Atta Dalga. Kun Ayu Atta Dalga.